So I call this regular meeting of the Board of Trustees to order. We have a roll call vote, please.
Trustee Robert Bowie.
Here.
Trustee John Butler.
Here.
Trustee Willard Coleman.
Here.
Here.
Trustee Roger Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir.
Here.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Here.
Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Here. Mr. Blakemore, can you verify the existence of a quorum and appropriate notification of the public meeting?
Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum and the meeting has been called pursuant to the Illinois Open Meetings Act.
I would like to propose that we, in addition to the printed agenda that you have received, move to a consent agenda to be heard between items 8L and 9, consisting of agenda items 9A, 1 through 4, inclusive, and 6, as well as 9B, 1 through 19. Can I have a motion to that effect, please? Second? Discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. We have three sets of minutes to approve, those from the May 19, 2016 special meeting, the June 16, 2016 regular meeting, and the July 21, 2016 special meeting. We'll do these one at a time, so can I have a motion to approve the minutes of May 19th, please? Any discussion? All those in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. The minutes for June 16th, 2016. Can I have a motion to approve those, please?
So moved.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And for the approval of the July 21, 2016 minutes, can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now turn to public comment. I see one request. Is that the only one received, Mr. Blakemore? All right, in that case, Derek Van Buren.
Good morning. On Monday, I sent each of the Board of Trustees a letter that I sent to the Attorney General's office. What it is, it's the my response for a request for review for some redactions. And in it, I'm arguing ultra-virus, which means that you're doing stuff that you don't have authority to do. And you find it using corporate law. And you used to find it because when you set up a corporation a long time ago, you had a specific purpose. And if you went out of the specific purpose, it was ultra-virus. I'm making the same argument that when you look at redactions, you can't have an interagency discussion to make a decision on something that you don't have the power to do. So, the reason I bring it up because one area is we've already talked about, which is the John Street neighborhood. The other area that I think we touched base on maybe was the Hillcrest neighborhood, which is about 3/4 mile north of us. And I urge you to just read, there's four pages. It's a 29-page document. But pages 7 and 11 talks about Hillcrest. Over the weekend on the radio, they were talking about the old campus cinema theater over in Hillcrest. And it was interesting because that's the exact same property that Bill Nicholas helped develop a proposal for Northern, Doug Roberts' company, and the city of DeKalb. And the reason, what's interesting is that the city has recommended not to approve the project. They really haven't really looked at the project, but they didn't come out and say, huh, NIU and Doug Roberts and us have a proposal. You know, and that's what the question is, and that's why the first couple pages talks about the Illinois Board of Higher Education. They have authority. You have to go to them when you want to do a new public service, when you want to add a new unit of instructions, or if you want to change something that's not reasonable or moderate, you have to go for approval. When the university wants to do stuff, they have to go to you guys and get approval. One, a course has to be approved by you guys. So we have this period of time, 2 years or more, over in Hillcrest. There's never been any board discussion about it. So that's why I really urge you to look at it, because again, it was in a paper, 5.5% drop of enrollment. For 3 years, the focus of the administration has been in areas that they don't have authority to do. Hillcrest, College Town, John and Harrison Street. And you will see in the thing that Ann Kaplan wrote that it was one of the most important initiatives of the university. Well, how can it be one of the most important initiatives of the university when none of us have heard about it? The only reason we know about it is because of FOIA. And so anyway, that's, you know, you don't have to read the whole thing, but there's a few good pages to look at and to think about, you know. Have we granted authority? And if Baker comes up and says, well, it's OSU, Ohio State University. Yeah, but the Board of Trustees actually approved that. You know, that's, you go up to the website on College Partners and it says, Board of Trustees approved the corporation. We've already talked about, we had a not-for-profit that was set up with the Northern. There was no board approval for that. So anyway, I urge you to read it. It's an interesting read, and it's fairly timely because of what's going on right now in this city. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any comments this morning, but I do at least see Ms. Nicholson. So if you have any comments, we certainly receive them now.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm encouraged by the innovative academic programs and collaborations that were contained in the report today. But it's frustrating to see such a significant downturn in enrollment, with other campuses experiencing an increase in enrollment, when we have so much to offer our students. And we've been working so diligently to position ourselves financially and keep operations stable despite pressures from all sides, waiting on hiring and raises and capital improvements. Last year, the Operating Staff Council talked about how we and our constituents could help with retention, and those numbers are very encouraging. And so this year, we will add recruitment to that conversation. We have marketing communications coming in November, and we'll invite enrollment management as well. And we are very happy as a council to do anything we can to help with recruitment efforts. Thank you.
Thank you for the offer.
Recruitment and retention involve everybody on the university, all constituencies, and we're going to need assistance from everybody. The enrollment and retention issues are important to the board. I don't see any other representatives from the University Council this morning. Is that correct?
They weren't able to join us.
Thank you. In that case, when Trustee Holmes joined the board, he was sworn in at an ad hoc committee. And I wish I could tell you it was because the setup for the room wasn't conducive to having to make remarks. The reality of the situation is that I forgot. But it is custom that new trustees have an opportunity to be able to make a few remarks, and I want to correct my oversight this morning. So, Trustee Holmes.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair Strauss.
Good morning, everyone. I want to be brief because there's a full agenda today. It feels like it's been a long time since I was elected back in March. It's quite a long ways away, even though this is a short term. I just want to take this time to publicly thank everyone that's helped me out so far. Outgoing student trustee James Anayed was very helpful in transitioning me into this role. He's one of the few people that kind of really understand what goes into this role. A lot of the board members were very outgoing in approaching me, willing to show me what the board does, how the board works, and keep me up to speed with everything they're up to speed on. And overall, I've just been impressed with how efficient and how well this board's worked. I've only been here for 2 months, but I've seen a lot of concise action, and it's very impressive that this group can get together and do everything that's been able to do so far. And other than that, I'm just looking forward to working with everyone on this board and everyone in this room. Thank you.
Thank you, and welcome again. Let's turn our attention now to reports of board committees and board liaisons. The executive committee has not met since the last full board meeting regarding academic affairs, student affairs, and personnel. Trustee Marshall, do you have a report?
At the August 25th, 2016 meeting of the Academic Affairs, Student Affairs, and Personnel Committee, we approved two items. Those items were the recommendation for a specialization in community college leadership, which will be contained within the EDD. That will also be in adult and higher education. And secondly, the collective bargaining agreement with the Metropolitan Alliance of Police. There were also three information items presented at that meeting. The first was the recognition of the 2015-16 emeritus professors. Secondly, a presentation on the NIU Fulbright Scholarship Connection. And third, a presentation from the Institutional Aid Task Force. Thank you. That concludes the report.
Thank you. Trustee Muir chairs the Compliance, Audit, Risk Management, and Legal Affairs Committee. Do you have a report this morning?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I'm pleased to provide the report of the Compliance, Audit, Risk Management, and Legal Affairs Committee. This committee met on Thursday, August 25th. The agenda for the meeting included presentation of several substantive matters. First and foremost, Dr. Alan Phillips provided the committee with a report on the university's enterprise risk management initiative, including presenting the committee with the first written report from the task force. I want to commend Dr. Phillips for the work that he and his team have done, and we look forward to coming to conclusion of this initial report in the next several months.
Thank you.
Dr. Phillips then provided information on the university's insurance program, including updates on insurance policies and changes. The university's special counsel and ethics officer, Jim Gagliardo, provided the committee with a report on the annual ethics training required by state law. He reported that 100% of both the board and the entire university complied with the Ethics Act training requirements and that compliance occurred within the specified time frame for compliance. This training involved 7,632 employees. Moreover, the scope of the training involved board training, new employee training, and annual employee training. And I think especially at this particular time of commitment to transparency, this is a very important activity. Finally, Mr. Gagliardo informed the committee about recent guidance issued by the Office of the Illinois Executive Inspector General regarding state employees' political activity, specifically provided highlights of the relevant provisions of the State Officials and Employees Ethics Act, focusing on what constitutes prohibited political activity. Again, this was a timely discussion in light of our presidential election within the next 6 weeks. This concludes my report, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Trustee Butler chairs the Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee. Do you have a report?
I do. Thank you. The Finance, Facilities, and Operations Committee met on August 25th, 2016. We considered four action items: the FY 2018 budget request guidelines, the FY 2018 IBHE capital budget request, the Stevenson Towers B and C roof replacement project, the Department of Information Technology FY 2017 NIU Net modernization project. We also considered information items. In particular, we were presented two substantive reports, one by Vice President Brett Coriel regarding the roadmap and future for the Central IT Division. The second was from Associate Vice President John Heckman concerning an update on the five-year repair and improvement planning update. We also received, although did not discuss, the following information reports: the FY 2016 report of tuition and fee waivers, the FY 2016 report on capital activities, the FY 2016 annual report of transactions involving real property, the FY16 annual report of cash and investments, a quarterly summary report of transactions in excess of $100,000, and an annual summary report of obligations of financial resources. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Trustee Muir, you have a further report regarding Legislative Affairs, Research, and Innovation Committee?
I do. Thank you. The Legislative Affairs, Research, and Innovation Committee met on August 25th and discussed four items. excuse me, Mike Mann provided an update on the difficult budget situation in Springfield. It's a continuing situation. There's some progress being made, but the situation remains dire, as we all know. And Dr. Anna Quider presented a federal update. Again, I think in light of the national election, there's limited legislative activity in Washington, and it provides us with the likelihood of a continuing resolution for FY17. We had a detailed report on sponsored programs administration from Ms. Dara Little. Cumulative external funding through the end of the fiscal year was $28 million. And as part of our survey of NIU research, we heard from Dr. Jerry Blasey about policy and faculty support initiatives in the Division of Research and Innovation Partnerships. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. The Ad Hoc Committee on Enrollment met on July 21st. There were two main agenda items. The first was the consideration of equity gaps and equal outcomes, and the second related to international affairs and admissions. The next meeting is scheduled for October 20th, 2016, at a time to be determined yet, I believe. Following our discussion in July, I believe that that agenda will include an overview of the CHANCE program, support programs that are available for academic issues, P20 issues, and the fall enrollment update, which we're all, of course, interested in talking about. Trustee Butler, regarding the Ad Hoc Committee on Governance, do you have a report?
I do. The Ad Hoc Committee on Governance met on July 21st, 2016. Our committee received an update from Professor Greg Long on the ongoing effort to reform the university's governance documents. We had a robust discussion of the existing board's structure with regard to standing committees and ad hoc committees and charters. We received a preliminary briefing on the effort to develop a policy on policies, which is essentially a statement, a policy that outlines where responsibility lies for policymaking, who then is responsible for managing and administering those policies, and what we will do to make certain that these policies are available to all of the university through some sort of searchable policy library. Finally, we received an update on the university's policy regarding financial exigency. The next meeting of this committee is scheduled for October 20th. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. President Baker, any activity with the Illinois Board of Higher Education?
Not the full board, but I will report that earlier this month I attended a meeting of the public university presidents and the IBHE board chair Tom Cross and Secretary of Education Beth Purvis. We had a good conversation about a variety of issues facing higher education in Illinois and committed to keeping the lines of communication open and working together to advocate for more consistent and sustainable funding for higher education and to work collectively on non-budget issues such as procurement reform and unfunded mandates. Next Tuesday, I'll attend the IBHE meeting at St. Xavier University in Chicago, where the board will consider the Home Student Center project for approval. Non-instructional capital projects over $2 million require the IBHE stamp of approval. You formally approved that project here, and now it's on to the next step. The IBHE also scheduled a press conference in the morning prior to that meeting to announce the findings in the final report of the Future of the Workforce Commission that I sat on last year. Finally, in October, we'll meet with the IBHE staff to discuss the fiscal year 2018 budget outlook and the plan for moving forward.
Thank you. Trustee Marshall serves as this board's representative on the university's Civil Service Merit Board. Do you have a report this morning?
Yes, thank you. The University Civil Service Merit Board met on August 17, 2016 for an unusually long meeting, but I think very productive. The board approved the recommended fiscal year 2018 agency budget presented at a number of 1 $223,200. Approval was also given to submit a proposed furlough rule changes to the Secretary of State for the second notice period and final review by the state legislature. Since that time, I did receive an email that unfortunately the proposal is temporarily stalled because of language disputes impacting the bargaining units. So that will still be an upcoming item. A new governance risk and compliance audit charter was passed, and on that point we had to start almost from scratch because due to the budget crises, audits of the universities and agencies associated with the Civil Service Commission had been halted. So we're back in business, hopefully. Approval was given for a new demonstration project that will implement an electronic position board that will show across the universities the current job positions. This project is scheduled to run for at least 2 years. Another one that definitely impacts our students, the board approved a second demonstration project that will funnel college seniors and recent alumni into open jobs at the universities served by the system. This project will run for 3 years. Information items included a thank you to the University of Illinois for loaning the Merit Board dollars necessary for covering our omissions and insurance premiums. Results of the customer satisfaction survey were presented at the meeting, and current salaries are being paid under court order. We still have unpaid vendors. There were no employee termination cases heard at this meeting. The new legal consultant is Daniel Dethrone, incidentally a graduate of the NIU Law School, so we're in Springfield too. Clarification was given on employee suspensions relevant to those who were reinstated rather than being outright terminated. There had been a degree of confusion on suspension time served before the hearing actually took place, so that's being put in order. A new audit schedule was also announced, and the university system did not receive an appropriation at that time for FY16. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Thank you. We usually hear from Catherine Swires regarding the foundation and the Alumni Association. I don't see her, nor do I recognize anybody else.
No, I think they're out of town.
All right. In that case, we'll move on to see whether Dr. Blasey has a report regarding the Northern Illinois Research Foundation.
Good morning, Chairman Strauss.
Morning.
The NIRF Board met on June 14th, 2016 at the NIU Hoffman States campus. The board was presented with a yearly financial report, which in the future will be received by the newly formed audit committee. Since the last meeting, the audit committee has approved a new audit firm to represent NIRF, and they have been working on the FY16 audit for us. The Office of Innovation presented the board with an update on partnerships, patents, and license activity. And the board is now engaged in discussions of possible future directions for NIRF, including the support of earlier stage research to help us build the pipeline for future IP, intellectual property at NIU. And our next meeting will be on September 28th, about 2 weeks from now. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Let's now consider the consent agenda previously formed that consists of the printed agenda items 9A, 1 through 4 inclusive, as well as 6. And 9B1 through 19 inclusive. Yes, Trustee Struthers.
I may have on 9A6, I may need a roll call vote on that. Is that out of order in the fact that we did already approve the consent agenda?
You know, it's not out of order, and I actually had intended to include 5 and not 6 because I recall your the situation in the committee. Perhaps what I can do is entertain a
motion to reconstitute the consent agenda to include items 9A1 through 5 inclusive, as well as 9B1 through 19 inclusive. Second? Don't all jump at once.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that motion carries. So let's turn our attention then to the approval of the consent agenda items as reconstituted. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries. All right, in that case, let's now consider agenda item 9A6. Is there, Dr. Baker, did you want to make a presentation regarding this agenda item?
Well, it's a recommendation to approve the expenditure authority for the Walker and Associates, who will be, it's the purchase of the Ciena hardware and software and maintenance to upgrade the NIU net, and it'll be purchased through the Walker and Associates, Inc. So I ask for approval of that.
Can I have a motion to that effect, please?
Second?
Second. Discussion. We will need a roll call vote on this then.
Trustee Robert Boyd?
Yes.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman?
Yes.
Trustee Matthew Holmes?
Yes.
Trustee Robert Marshall?
Yes.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir?
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers? Vice Chair John Butler?
Yes.
Board Chair Mark Strauss?
Yes. Are there any other matters from the board this morning? Trustee Muir.
Just one, Mr. Chair. I would like the board to recognize that today is Trustee Bob Boyd's birthday, so I think we all wish him well.
I'm sure we do, but we'll dispense with any singing. If that's
I think
right.
So. I didn't request that. I didn't request that, Chair.
Thank you.
I vote for that. Thank you.
All right. Our next regular board meeting is scheduled for December 15th. The board needs to go into closed session now. We do not plan to take up any business after the closed session. May I have a motion to close the public meeting to conduct a closed session to discuss the following subjects authorized by the Illinois Open Meetings Act. Personnel matters as generally described under sections 2C, 1, 2, 3, and 21 of the Open Meetings Act, and discussion involving internal control effectiveness as generally described under section 2C, 29 of the Open Meetings Act. Trustee Boyd makes a motion. Trustee Muir seconds. Discussion? We need a roll call, please.
Trustee Robert Boyd. Trustee John Butler.
Yes.
Trustee Wheeler Coleman.
Yes.
Trustee Matthew Holmes.
Yes.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Yes.
Trustee Sherlyn Muir.
Yes.
Trustee Tim Struthers.
Yes.
Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Yes. The motion is approved. The meeting is now closed. It will be reopened at the conclusion of the board's closed session for the purpose of adjournment. No public board business will be transacted upon the board's return to Altgeld 315 to formally adjourn the regular meeting. As I said before, anybody who wishes to join us for that ceremonial act is welcome to do so. I expect that the meeting will last at least 3 hours and that there is a protocol in place to notify people in the event there's anybody who wants to make sure that they can come back to watch us adjourn. So thank you all.